Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and satisfaction just by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, where you can test ride your erotic fantasies absolutely for free. Now, you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice caressing over and inside you. And when you're ready to enjoy deep, sensuous pleasure, just go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. Then let it go with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body, as you enjoy tonight's show. Jane looked over the calm ocean, her thoughts a tornado of confused feelings. Sitting on the warm sand, bringing her knees up to her chest and wrapping her arms tightly around them to reassure herself about what she was doing. "Is this me?" she whispered to herself. She had never planned on any of this. The more she played these creative games, the more she seemed to be opening up her hidden pleasures. Damn, this week was meant to be about art and creativity, not her carnal lusts. Nick kept reassuring her that it is where her creative outlet was. But she just wasn't so sure. Looking back toward the group, they were erecting some old beach volleyball posts that apparently would support a canvas they could paint on in pairs. As Nick was leading the experience, because it was never an art class, always an experience, she had come to realize, Gwyn had eagerly volunteered to pair with Jane, to guide her apparently. Part of the rules, such as they were, was that you could bring your own painting material. Jane didn't even own a paintbrush, and the last time she had painted anything was to rollerbrush the spare room when she was still married. Hardly artistic, she had to admit, she was more than a little nervous about seeing the group seeing her artistic talents, given the images she'd seen of some of their creations. "Sure hope they like stick figures," she mumbled through a wry smile. She watched the sun rise a little higher across the horizon. If nothing else, the weather was beautiful here, a gentle sea breeze keeping the temperatures perfect all day. Jane turned and watched the large white sheets being fixed to the posts, forming three sides of an impromptu room. On the fourth side, stones and logs were being rolled into place as seating for the audience. Apparently, this was meant to be theatrical art, and the drama of the creation of it was as important as the end product. Something Jane could still not completely understand. Deciding she needed to face her fears, she stood up and walked back to the group. Maybe Nick could put her and Gwyn up first, and then this charade could be done, and she could just enjoy watching the real artists do their thing. As if walking to the hangman's noose, Jane dragged her feet over the sand back toward the group. These people were all nice enough. So why did this fill her with so much dread now? She'd been here a week. She'd experienced and exposed more things about herself than even her best friend knew. Yet still this filled her with dread. Jane stopped at the edge of the impromptu theatre. Staring at it just filled her with more intrepidation. Taking a breath, she walked up to Nick. "Could me and Gwyn go first?" she asked. "Sure, that's a great idea," he said, with a surprising sincerity. "Gwyn's just gone to get her special painting materials," he added with a glint in his eye. What the hell had she gotten herself into? Reassuring herself that no one, apart from the people on the beach, would ever see their creation, she could just let herself go. This was the last morning here, after all, and she would never need to see these people again. Walking around the amphitheatre of white sheeting, they seemed to look so much larger in her mind's eye. But the reality was the sheets were not much larger than her bed at home. Maybe she could just paint in one small corner, and Gwyn could fill the rest of the canvas. That way no one would see what she had painted. Gwyn positively skipped across the stand when she returned swinging a bag of what Jane could only presume were painting materials. A wide grin spreading across her face as she neared Jane. Leaning in, she whispered, "Are you ready for some artistic fun?" "I'm really not sure I'd describe what I do as artistic. But sure, I'll try," she said, sounding unconvinced. "Hush," Gwyn said. "You'll be great," as she spanked Jane playfully on the butt. It was something Gwyn had made a habit of doing recently, and every time it sent a small thrill of excitement rushing through Jane's body. "Have you got your swimwear? You don't want to ruin those pretty clothes," Gwyn asked. Jane just nodded, thinking of the swimwear she'd bought for sunbathing and maybe a dip in the ocean. Certainly not for painting, and more than a little concerned how secure her body might be in the rather small stretch of a material. "So what's in the bag?" Jane asked, desperate to change the conversation. "Oh, this is just some painting equipment and things. To be honest, I'm not very good with painting. If they'd asked me to paint the Sistine Chapel, they would have got a covering of eggshell blue and nothing else," giggling, Jane responded. "Oh, you haven't seen my attempts yet. Yours would be far better." Laughing like schoolgirls, they moved into the amphitheatre. Pots of paints of various colours were dotted around in the sand. Jane still wasn't totally sure how this was meant to happen. Deciding on following Gwyn's lead for safety, she followed her around the makeshift theatre, staring into the pots for more a distraction or perhaps inspiration. Jane suddenly became aware of Nick walking with a basket of brushes and placing it in the middle. Walking over, she inspected the brushes. "Didn't artists use small brushes?" These were certainly much larger than she had anticipated, she thought, looking at the brush that was at least 9 inches across. As a group gathered on the seats, suddenly Jane felt very self-conscious. Was she really going to paint a picture in front of all these talented artists? Raising his hands to quieten the crowd, Nick said, "For the final day, we're going to have some fun. This isn't about creating a masterpiece. It is just about having fun with colour. I doubt very much we will end the day with anything you might recognise. But that isn't the point. Just let your creativity flow with what comes naturally." With that, he retreated to the seating area and took his place in the front of the seats. Gwyn dropped her skirt and shirt to the sand, slipping off her sandals, and picking up a brush, she inspected it, staring at it as if it might have some magical properties. Shrugging her shoulders, she walked to a pot of paint and plunged the brush in. Smiling and winking at Jane, she walked to one of the sheets. Seeing her in just a swimsuit for the first time, Jane noticed how athletic she was. Jane's eyes caressed her body as she watched her stand before the sheet. Jane dropped her clothes in a pile next to Gwyn's, grabbed a brush and stood next to Gwyn. "What now?" she whispered. "I'm thinking we throw some paint at these sheets. Let's just forget about making it art, as neither of us can actually paint. And just have some fun." Unsure, Jane dipped her brush into a pot of blue paint. At least it would contrast with the yellow dripping from Gwyn's brush. With a determined motion of her arm, Gwyn swung her brush across the sheet, a wide stroke of yellow appearing. Although most of it, in fairness, ended up on Gwyn. Giggling, Jane thrust her brush across the sheet, the splashes of blue decorating her body. Gwyn grabbed her arm, turning her into some vague tango, and as she splashed the brush across the sheet, she caught a broad stroke across Jane's chest. Her proximity to Gwyn and the stroke of the brush caused her to gasp, her nipples suddenly swelling with desire. Letting Jane go, Gwyn stumbled a little, staggering next to the canvas. Jane cast a retaliatory stroke across Gwyn's chest and the canvas, biting her lips as she watched Gwyn's erect nipples poke through her swimsuit. The look in Gwyn's eyes burned with desire as she lifted her arm vertically, the brush caressing a line up the inside of Jane's thigh and firmly caressing her clit. The moment the brush touched her clit, a tremor echoed through Jane's body, her core clenched with need. Consumed by a sudden rush of desire, Jane missed Gwyn moving behind her and spanking her with the brush across her ass. Her pussy responded with a now familiar burning ache as the caress of her juices dripped down her thigh, drawing a line through the paint. Gwyn's eyes fixated on Jane's sides, mesmerized by the trail of pleasure dripping down. All pretense of art forgotten, the canvas now a distant memory, Jane brought her brush firmly up, a stroke of blue appearing along Gwyn's thighs. And on reaching the top, Jane stopped, twirling the brush to and fro, forcing the pleasure she felt to move through Gwyn's body, before continuing the stroke, dragging the sensation up further through Gwyn's torso, pushing up against her breasts, the brush pressing hard on her nipples. Jane grinned at the waves of pleasure that moved across Gwyn's face, before sliding the brush over her face. Gwyn quickly moved to her bag and grabbed something from it, dipping it into the pot before determinedly returning to Jane. Grabbing her wrist, she turned her, and then pulled her against her before raising her arm and bringing the paint-covered flogger down across her ass. Jane bit into Gwyn's shoulder as a shock of pleasure electrocuted her body. Gwyn proceeded to drag the flogger up and down the back of her thigh, dragging both the paint and wildfire of sensations with it before stroking it along her pussy. Jane's thighs clenched at the flogger. Caught off guard, she could do little else but rub her brush firmly along Gwyn's pussy, hearing her moans of pleasure just fueled Jane's own desire. When the next strike of the flogger hit her ass firmly, Jane felt she couldn't hold her orgasm back any longer. Clinging to Gwyn's arm for stability, her knees began buckling under the weight of pleasure. It just took one more caress of the flogger between her thighs for Jane to have no more resistance as an orgasm exploded through her body. Torturously, Gwyn kept rubbing the flogger between her thighs, perpetuating Jane's orgasm. Pleading, Jane could barely keep herself upright with the onslaught of pleasure moving through her. When Gwyn did eventually stop, Jane couldn't even see straight, her body flooded with pleasure. Slowly, she became aware of Nick's voice, commending their creativity. Gwyn helped Jane toward the beach showers, grabbing their clothes as they passed the pile that they had left. "Are you okay? That was pretty intense," Gwyn whispered as she reached the stands. I just need to get my breath, Jane muttered as she leaned against a wooden shower cubicle. Nick's voice suddenly sounded from behind her. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Just need a breath and to take a shower,
Jane responded. The pair of them watching her with sincere concern. Jane eventually felt her heart rate returning to normal, her breath calming. Nick swung the shower door open and turned the flow of cool water on. Reaching in with his hand, he retrieved a handful of water before sliding his hand over Jane's face, washing the paint from her, his cold caress stimulating Jane once more. As they both helped her into the shower, the cold water cascaded down Jane's body, seeming to send jolts of electricity through her skin, their fingers moving through the shoulder straps of her swimwear, the water finding its way across her erect nipples. Without thinking, Jane reached down and massaged Nick's stiffening cock through his pants, pulling him into the shower with her. Reaching her hand up as she clasped the overhead pipe and raised her legs around his hips. I need your cock inside me, please, she moaned. With Nick's hand supporting Jane, Gwyn unbuckled his pants, letting his cock loose into the shower before sliding Jane's bathing suit to one side and guiding him into her waiting pussy. Jane moaned loudly with his first thrust as she felt her lips stretch around him, her pussy clutching hungrily at his firmness as he thrust deep and hard into her. Gwyn's hand slid up a little higher and rubbed Jane's clit firmly, sending bolts of electricity through her body with a passion-fueled intent before saying, Suck my nipples, Gwyn. Not waiting another moment, Gwyn's lips moved over Jane's nipples, teasing them with her tongue and teeth while she continued to rub her clit. The water cascading down her body only served to accentuate the sensations moving through her as her thighs tightened around Nick's waist, pulling him harder and deeper into her. Feeling Gwyn's other hand exploring her ass, massaging her before sliding a finger inside. Teasing inside Jane in that way she knew drove her wild with desire. Jane bucked against Nick, her orgasm spreading, and when he tensed and his hot cum flooded her pussy, her own body reacted to the sensation as she raised her hips slightly into Gwyn's hand and her body exploded into orgasm. Lowering her legs, she stood unsteadily on the stand as Nick's cock dropped from her pussy. Her eyes burned into Gwyn's before she grabbed her hair, guiding her lower. Knowing her need, Gwyn dropped to her knees. Looking up, their gaze held each other as her tongue furiously licked at Jane's pussy before she parted Jane's lips with her thumbs and pushed deep inside, drinking her and Nick's cum voraciously from inside. Jane wasn't sure if one orgasm had ended and a new one started, or if this was just a continuation of her last orgasm. What she did know was her body tensed with pleasure as Gwyn flicked between her clit and pussy, faster and faster, harder and harder. Jane cried out in sheer pleasure as her body exploded in another beautiful orgasm. Jane reached down, pushing her fingers through Gwyn's hair. She lifted her head back to hers, tasting the pleasure she held in her mouth as their lips connected. Letting her hand drop, Jane's fingers slid between Gwyn's thighs, massaging her clit through her swimsuit before pushing it to one side and thrusting her fingers deep and hard inside Gwyn's pussy, rubbing it furiously. From Gwyn's moans and gasps, Jane knew she was on the edge, and when her body went rigid, her pussy clenching at Jane's fingers with need, before pushing her tongue deep into Jane's mouth. Jane closed her eyes, immersing herself in the pleasure as she opened her eyes, watching the ceiling fan above her spin lazily.
her fingers still inside her pussy, enjoying the gentle throbbing from her post-orgasmic bliss. As she lay there on the bed, the memory of that week from almost a year ago had kept her sane in the most difficult times. Her phone dinged on her nightstand. Jane leaned over, looking at the message. "Nick, coming again this year?" it said. Jane looked past the phone to the white sheet that hung proudly on the wall. Some might not think of it as art, but to her it was. Two broad strokes of colour, one broken by the unmistakable silhouette of Gwyn. Jane grinned to herself before whispering, "Coming all year, thanks," before responding to the text. So, that's the end of that little three-part series. I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope it was fun. A bit different. Next week. Next week I'm planning something darker. Yes, darker. Sorry, I've been watching too many horror movies recently. So we're going to do something darker next week. Just to satisfy those really deep, dark desires that you have. So that'll be fun. On Friday we have another episode of Audio Secrets, so I look forward to taking you in my booth on Friday and getting you back into bed on Monday. And you know we can get wild in both places. You do want to get wild, don't you? But until then, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.